Welcome to the Wale and Yemi Football Pod.
Alright, so
Meg asked her for something since.
Yeah, but when you say since, like 2 weeks ago, right?
It's not 2 weeks ago, it's last year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so Meg asked for our Premier League all-time unsung heroes. All-time, right?
Yes, all-time.
But you know what? To make this conversation a bit... So don't sound like two old men, although Yemi is a very old guy. How about you rewind back your unsung heroes? I want to get a feeling that your unsung heroes probably starts from like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Till the better part of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what Yemi has his list. I have mine. But I'll let Yemi take the lead here. I'll let him, you know, take the front row here. So I will chip in my own options and see if we can agree and disagree to disagree.
That's fine.
Yeah, so let's start with... do you have options or do you just have one person?
I just put my 11.
Okay, let's have it, let's have it.
I might just say, okay, this other person makes sense to be in this position.
All right, let's have it, let's have it.
So in goal, I've gone for Rob Green.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Longevity in the game. He saved a lot of clubs in his time, in West Ham. Remember, I broke one finger.
Till now? It's still broken, yeah?
That finger is broken. Long career with the likes of West Ham, PPR, and what have you. So, Rob Green makes my selection.
Okay, so I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I'm putting in Jussie Jaiskalainen there.
Oh, that's a really good Jaiskalainen option. Bolton?
Bolton Wanderers.
Yeah, yeah. I won't disagree with
and
that.
And I think it's Jussie for me, not Rob
Green. Yeah, I think I actually agree with that. That was a huge... No.
Yeah.
Huge effect.
So I have to go and dig that out.
Yeah, that dig that.
Yeah. Because see, when you talk about unsung heroes, I don't think UC was ever in a conversation of best goalkeepers in the league.
I think we need to first of all also clarify what are unsung heroes. So
yeah. Exactly. Yes.
They are not giving much.
Let's have some context.
They are not much celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
They are not giving much accolades for how well they perform.
But credit to Rob Green. Rob Green was a fantastic goalkeeper as well. Could be erratic.
Yeah, could be, of course.
Yeah, could be erratic.
Every goalkeeper needs a little bit of a
sense. Yeah, but with Jussie Jaiskalainen.
Oh, yeah. Very dependable.
Yeah, there was a feeling that he even deserved much more than a club like Bolton Wanderers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
just
yes.
To make
of course, he was probably mentioned in one or two conversations, but you know how this thing is. If you don't have a good representation to push your agenda.
All right, so what's your formation here?
It's typical 4-4-2.
4-4-2, right?
Yeah,
4-4-2. I mean, unsung heroes played 4-4-2 now.
4-4-2. Typical 4-4-2.
Alright, so defenders, right back,
I've
or centre backs?
In defense, I've gone for the likes of Branislav Ivanovic, John O'Shea, Gareth Barry, and Nedlicki.
Okay, so you're not doing the right back, left back thing. Just
no, right back defenders. Is, what's it called? Oshé could play right back, left back, centre back. Ivanovic could play right back, centre back.
Okay, so my problem with John Oshé is I know he was unsung, but he also got his flowers, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah, I think he
and
did.
And you know Oshé also played in goal at some point.
Oh yeah, I know that.
And also played as striker.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But he played for Manchester United.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. But how about I chip in two names here?
Oh. My other option for John Oshé is West Brom.
Exactly. Yeah. I've got Wes Brown, Nedum Onuoha, and Alan Horton.
Yes, Alan Horton for Spurs.
For Spurs. Nedum as Man City.
Man City.
But Wes Brown crucially. Because I remember that season where Gary Neville was injured at the beginning of the season. And there were questions about Wes Brown's quality. And he slotted him easily.
Yeah.
In fact, he had an assist in the Champions League final.
Yes,
which year I'm not talking about. Seen 08.
That's 08.
What's 08 now?
Yeah, for Ronaldo.
Yeah, for Ronaldo in the Champions League final in Moscow. Yeah. And for that, I think it has to be for me.
That's a valid.
And the fact that John O'Shea also traditionally is on a right back, is he?
Yeah, he's not.
I don't even know where he plays.
I think Babado plays everywhere.
But by the way, he's not the interim manager for the Republic of Ireland. Yeah, which is good. But I think Wes Brown takes it for me.
Ledley King?
Okay, so Ledley King and...
Gary Barry. Gary.
Okay, so let's deal with those two centre-backs. Ledley King and Branislav Ivanovic. I think Ivanovic was one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah, but
he also, I don't understand this whole, if he was the best of the league, why do you not think he was unsung?
Okay, so part of being an entrepreneur is, has to do with your selflessness.
Okay.
Your ability to play multiple positions when your team is in trouble.
You know what I think about Song Heroes? Yeah. I don't think they should play for big clubs.
Only few of them. No, they can't.
They can actually. I have two names here. You'll laugh at one and you might probably disagree on one.
Which one?
Titus Bramble.
Was it?
But you should like this one.
My father will sing, but also your
like, but this next name is a name I think you should consider. Ryan Shawcross.
You shouldn't like Ryan Shawcross.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, everybody thought he was a dirty defender, but that guy was strong as rock.
He's a Manchester United.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was always a goal threat as set pieces too.
Yeah.
Hope you know that.
It was not a threat as set pieces.
Wenger won't like what I've done here, but Ledley King is a cult hero. Folk hero. So
unfortunately.
Yeah. But let's leave it at Ledley King and Branson. So I don't take all of your names out. I left back Gareth Barry. Yeah. Barry at the most at the point in time was leading appearances.
Yeah, at some point.
Got his flowers. Yeah, but I'll let it go. I wanted to put in Liam Ridgewell, but Gareth Barry takes it. Yeah.
Midfield, Mark Noble, Gilberto Silva, Yaya Toure.
Yaya Toure.
Jesus.
First of all, strike Yaya Toure.
One strike, Yaya Toure. You know why I put Yaya Toure?
You don't need to explain.
No, let me.
There's one name staring at you. See, you right. Michael Carrick, what are you telling me?
The reason why I didn't put Michael Carrick,
why?
I didn't want it to be too Pakistani.
No!
Because already.
It is what it is.
I have
you
one.
Have West Brown and. You only have West Brown now.
I have.
You only have West Brown.
John O'Shea.
We've removed John O'Shea now.
I have Park. Jisoo Park.
It's legitimate, isn't it?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Okay, so wait, we'll get there now. There are season names of the strikeouts, don't worry. Don't fear about this old squad with all my science. But first of all, let's get Yatri out of this. Yatri was a big player, was clutch player, was one of the cornerstones of this city you are seeing right now.
True.
So he got all of his slides. No, he was not on song. In fact, when you talk about city legends, because they don't have plenty, they are legends. I said you Aguero, Yaya Toure. And this is Silva and this is incomplete. So if he's in that allowed conversation, so I think we'll put Michael Carrick there. Yeah. Carrick did the work at United,
and never got anything.
No. He never got anything. So I'm gonna have Michael Carrick there. Let me see again. Okay, so your 4-4-2 has left wingers, right? And your right winger.
Yeah.
At the left, you have who do you have at the left?
My four midfielders are Mark Noble.
Okay.
Yaya Toure. You said, okay, so let's put Michael Carrick.
Michael Carrick, yeah.
Michael Carrick, Jason Park, and Gilberto Silva.
Yeah, I like Jason Park, Gilberto Silva, definitely.
Yeah.
But the other name, the Mark Noble, how about we look at Stewart Downing?
Mark Noble, for longevity.
See, you have changed the scope of this. Yemi has changed the scope of this
purposes. Stewart Downing, time at Middlesbrough.
Although I thought it was a victim of this early English media hype machine. they hyped him to the heavens.
Yeah. He almost went to Spurs.
Yeah,
in exchange for Gareth Barry. For Gareth Bale.
Yeah, but Downing's ability to whip that ball into the box on the money. He's always on the money with his crosses. I think that Downing has to be there. He has to be there.
Yeah, for who?
For Mark Noble.
No. I think Mark Noble was special. He was special for West Ham. West Ham for a long time.
All right, so I'll let you have Mark Noble. So Mark Noble, Gilberto Silva, Jason Park.
Paku. The one and only Paku.
I'm going to have Jason Park.
Park.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so let's have your two strikers.
Your kite and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Nah, please remove Ole Gunnar. I told you
they're gonna
sort out Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Why?
Yeah. I'll raise you one.
Go ahead.
I'm going back to Bolton. Kevin Davies. So take him out. I told you I came prepared. So
came prepared.
Kevin Davies and I don't need to make any explain more on Kevin Davis. Mr. Reliable.
I see.
He was Mr. Reliable.
Oh, Solskjaer was not Mr. Reliable.
He was, I'm not saying.
The archetypical super sub. The archetypical super sub, Wale.
Kevin Davis. The fact that I even owned it when I mentioned it, you thought about it.
I said, I thought about it, but it's not something I agreed. Only go to Solskjaer.
So that means one has to go. But Kevin Davis has to go.
Okay, so Kevin Davis soft the kites.
Nah, never. You can't make your squad all United. You can't make your that was a trap there. So I'm gonna take off. I like Decaut. Decaut was unsung. Yeah. And it would be nice to also have some Liverpool.
The Liverpool presence.
Yeah. So I think Decaut and Kevin Davis, although Bolton take two
spots.
Deservedly. Deservedly. Any honorable mentions? I think we've done our 4-4-2. Our 4-4-2 is UCS Asklinen, Wes Brown, Ledley King, Branislav Ivanovic, Gareth Barry. In midfield, we've got McNoble, we've got Jason Park, Michael Carrick, and
Gilbert Silva.
And up front is Kevin Davis and Decaut. So, honorable mention. Honorable mention to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Honorable mention to Osaze Odemwinge. Yeah. I think Osaze had a decent Premier League one.
No, he had a decent Premier League.
And he wasn't seen as a big guy.
Decent
then.
Premier League.
Yeah, it was decent. Yeah. So that's why it's honorable mention. Osaze Odemwinge. Who else again? Luis Saha.
Yeah. Fulham, Manchester United.
Yep. Who else again? Let me see.
Sylvain Wiltord.
So I think I'll stop with that.
So Gwega.
So
we're finally done.
You got served.
We're finally done this. Thank you very much for that cracking assignment.
That was
some nerve wracking assignment.
That's some level of digging deep. You don't get it anywhere. What you've gotten now, never get it. But now, the other things I was hoping we would bring into this was, let's look at the seasons from, I mean, you know your Premier League very well now, so. Let's start from, to 2004. Let's start with, United won in 2003, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think was the unsung hero? So I'm looking at unsung heroes from title winning teams.
Mm. Okay.
From title winning teams. So, 2003-04, that was the year before the Invincibles.
Yeah.
United apparently won the Premier title. So
yes.
Who do you think was your unsung hero? If you could probably. No, wait. 2002-03 I meant. 2003-04 was Arsenal.
Yeah, 2004 was Arsenal, yes.
Yeah. So 2002-03 was your Vodafone jersey, run, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was enjoying that role that you wanted to try to bring into this list. But I think it was only going to score share for me.
Yeah, probably. You can take out, you can also add the T-Bot.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
His minutes were so limited that year. Yeah. Solskjaer. Yeah.
Can add the T-Bot somewhere there.
But with Nicky Bot, I also thought he had one underrated season in 1999-2000.
Yeah.
You remember that season?
Yes. Yeah. The injuries that they had that season. He had a good season.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, these are players that don't hit the limelight, don't get the limelight.
Yeah.
But they are gradually get the job done, do what they need to do for their teams to excel. So, yeah, I think Nicky Butt, Solskjaer, who else can we mention that season?
2003. Yeah, I thought Osha also was in there.
Yeah.
I think that's just about it. Now, the next season was also invincible. We already am in that list. Gilbert Silva, yeah.
Koloture.
Yeah. Koloture came from West
nowhere.
Africa.
From nowhere.
Was a striker in West Africa.
Baba was killed for
So next it was Chelsea, Jose Mourinho, 2004-05. What do you think it was for you?
One.
That was Frank Lampard, Terry. It was McAlealy, yeah, definitely.
That was McAlealy.
Yeah, it was so good for Chelsea. Yeah. You know. It was why they called that rule the Makelele rule.
Yeah, so Real Madrid's loss became Chelsea's.
Oh yeah. And you know how surprising it was, and shocking, when Real announced that they were going to let Makelele.
Yeah. It was a huge surprise.
And we almost paid
for it.
Yeah. And we had that, we just didn't notice. But that same thing happened with Casemiro. It was shocking.
Yeah, that's Real.
And it was in that same role as well.
Yeah. I think that's Real. They know when to let go.
Yeah.
I think the establishment.
But they didn't get that Makelele, right?
No, that Makelele.
I know, they suffer.
Yeah, but you also know that, unlike this time, unlike the Casemiro time, they already had guys within the squad that could potentially make the leap.
Yeah, but you also know that Makelele exits, they felt he was delaying their Galacticos.
Yeah.
So when they now morphed into Galactico full, they now started having Galacticos in that midfield, in defensive midfield. I just put Devereka was playing defensive midfield at the point. Because they wanted to go into that and ensure that only their defenders were probably the guys from
the academy.
I
used to say they don't sign central defenders.
Yes, we produce them. Yeah. I know that was a concern with their run.
Sergio Ramos came.
I know that period also coincided when they didn't win the league.
Yeah.
They didn't win the league, they didn't win the Champions League.
Terrible period.
Yes, sir. Very terrible. Now, next season, 05, 06, it was still Chelsea. You know, but Makelele had left.
I mentioned, no.
Okay, yeah, he wasn't there. Okay.
I thought I mentioned one person that many might not agree with, Damien Duff.
Duff was a big deal.
Oh, what a bro,
Duff be like the Westlife that time. Duff was a big deal in the UK.
What is the Westlife?
Duff's a big deal. I think I put it William Gallas. Yeah, I put it William Gallas. Gallas also could help them interpret different roles.
Yes.
Left back, right back, and could play center defense. I was a loyal.
And that signed Essien too at that time.
No.
They haven't signed Essien.
Essien came from Lyon in that year also. They're very protected.
I was so angry. Chelsea stole a lot of Manchester United targets that.
But you know that transfer was protected for like, they dragged it out for the whole of the transfer window.
Yeah.
And Essien went for big money. Yeah, in 05, it was going for like 40 million plus.
It was the most expensive player.
Yeah, 40 million plus. I think it was 45.
Ah, Chelsea, that Peter Kenyon, man. You don't even make careful. For all United, transfer targets, you just put them.
She's been awaiting Newcastle to fight Man U with Dana Schwartz. So this guy will go to Man U now and all of our targets that we have Yes, sir. All right, United bounced back in 2006, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's, I mentioned Luis Saha.
Yeah, Luis Saha. Yeah.
I thought was good that season too. Rooney, Ronaldo were just excellent. The undoubted heroes, but this guy was.
Of course, you can't take out Michael Carrick as well at that point.
Yeah. Carrick was just coming into his own. It was his first season. Yeah, it was just coming into his own. Yeah, next season, United. I think United went on a run of three titles.
Yeah, three titles.
So the next season was the West Brom season.
Yes.
The 07-08 I mentioned. Now, the next season was 08-09. Carrick had come into full.
Cool.
So yeah. I think it was the unsung hero in 08-09.
And that's where also the season pack.
Yeah, it took off. Yeah. But you know why I didn't like Carrick at United? Carrick was coming from Spurs, and from midfield, he was the regular source of goals. As Spurs, but United was required to just sit.
Do the dirty work.
Yes, just sit, do the dirty work. And it's just because Carrick was a
backup. Yeah, because you also realize that at the time you came with United, you had an aging Postcos.
So
you had to cover more money.
True. Yeah. All right, so 09, 010. Basically, we're chronicling the Premier League season here. 09, 010, Chelsea won the league.
Yeah, Chelsea won the league.
Yeah.
So Mokalu from Maluda.
Yeah.
Under Ancelotti.
How about Joko? It was Joko's final season.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that game against United.
Won the league.
Yeah.
That was Joko.
Yeah.
The Jason Park for me was 2010, 2011. That guy was a machine.
Was a machine
that year.
Was a machine that year.
And apart from that, he was a big game performer.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, man. Arsenal fear that guy. guy did things to Arsenal.
Jason Park.
Then, coming 2010, 2011, City started coming into the noisy neighbors, and that was when we had. Did they win the league that year?
2012. It was 11-12.
11-12.
Yeah. One of those seasons.
Yeah. When United played Sunderland on the final day of the season.
Aguero!
Now, that season, there was a long running battle right back between Zabaleta and Michael Richards.
Yeah.
Zabaleta later took that role, and I thought
Zabaleta
it was.
Zabaleta is also good for that.
Yeah. Then United came back again.
Those
were the years United, you crossed them to win the league anytime they didn't win the previous. But But it wasn't Van Persie for me.
No, I'm not saying it was Van Persie.
Okay. It was 2012, 2013 was Fergie's final season. And that was the last time United would ever win
you. You know what's painful? It's that you're 20 years old. I'm 10 years old.
Double figures is double figures. But that was Chicharito's year.
Yeah, that was Chicharito's year. Yeah. Ah. You see, it's painful when this tragic country we're currently playing. What he also highlights is how bad United has been now.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at Chicharito. I'm not United. Where
did Chicharito come from then?
Everybody came from Mexico.
Came from Mexico now.
I was like, even when United signed Park, not Park had the great season in the Champions League, the year for PSV.
PSV, it was him with Nemi, yeah, was them of the other Korean
guy. Right back and yeah. Sports. But people were still like, how can United be signing that kind of player? But you will know that there was work, they put in work to sign those kind of players. But now,
now, next season was 2012-13, right?
No, 2013-14.
City came back again.
City came back.
And that was why I would not let you put your Arturo into that list. He scored 24 goals that season.
That was Pellegrini, huh?
Yeah, no, he scored 24 goals
that season. That was Pellegrini's
season. Dzeko took it for me because Dzeko was unknown then.
Oh, Dzeko. Oh, yeah, that was Dzeko's first season. That's when they signed
Dzeko,
Jovetic,
exactly. And yeah. Ah, man, Negredo, fine player, man. Injuries just didn't let that get great. All right, so for me, I have Dzeko. Then season later, 2014-15, Chelsea came back. Ivanovic was...
With Jose. Second coming of Jose.
Ivanovic started every game that season. Every fucking game. Now, we move to Leicester season, 2015-2016. Now, I've got a couple of unsung heroes there. There's Drinkwater. There is... Oh, you're drinking water already. A nice one. There's Drinkwater. Yeah. There's Robert Huth.
Yes.
There is also of the Argentine striker.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember too. Ulad, what is it?
Okay. Leonardo Joa.
Oh, Joa, yes.
Then there's Shinji Okazaki. Who takes it for you? I think it's Okazaki for me. Okazaki, by the way, big shout to him. He just retired from the game last week or 2 weeks ago.
Robert
Huth?
Yeah, that goes to the Manchester City.
You don't think it was Okazaki?
No, I think it was Robert Huth. Because also, Huth had more or less failed at Chelsea. Didn't have a good career. Couldn't make breakthrough at Chelsea. Moved to Leicester.
But you know, with Okazaki, he didn't score much, but his work rate was crazy.
Yeah, his work rate was crazy.
Huth and Wes Morgan, was that his name?
Yeah, Wes Morgan.
We knew them as the rock of that Leicester back. Because if you said Huth, then why don't you also mention Morgan? Both were stalwarts in defense. But Okazaki.
I'm putting Robert Huth because of those important goals. One of such goals were City away. That is scored.
All right, let's move to 16-17. Chelsea bounce back again with our Antonio Conte. You remember that season, right?
Yeah.
That season, I'm struggling to really find an unsung hero.
Yes.
Although.
And I said probably Jorginho.
No. Yeah. It's not the Jorginho season. How about Pedro?
Yeah, Pedro was another one. Yes, Pedro was another one. Yeah.
You think Pedro?
Yeah, I think I agree. Especially considering the protracted transfer saga that led to Pedro joining Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that was when he finally came into his own as a Chelsea player. Leaving all the Barcelona.
Pedro still plays at Lazio.
Yeah.
No, leave ball. Alright, so Chelsea City bounce back next season again.
Yeah.
And 17-18, that was the Pep's.
Pep now takes control.
And trust me, that season was Fernandinho's season.
Yeah, Fernandinho. Yeah.
Not because he was the best player, but because he was grinding with leadership.
The foundation.
But he didn't have the numbers to
back it up. Yeah,
yeah.
But you can't take the
number. Yeah, I thought it was Fernandinho. Then 18-19, City again. City had become.
The Silva will come somewhere.
Silva and a legend. I'm looking at Laporte in 2018-2019.
Emery Laporte?
Yeah. Yeah, Laporte. I think he partnered company.
Yes.
And injuries fucked that guy up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, injuries fucked him up. And Guardiola is very merciless.
Why don't they send him?
He moves on. Then 2019-2020, COVID season, Liverpool. COVID title.
Who did you just give for
that? We can't even remember. I can't even remember that season. That season is one of
the most distorted seasons.
Yes.
Who do we get, John Anderson?
I don't know. John Anderson? No. I'd rather go maybe Joe Gomez. Maybe. Gomez was always... Yeah. 2020-21, Rodri, I think, was... Yeah, and still now, still on song. Then city. Let's just wrap up this conversation. But trust me, this is like an episode itself. This is like an episode.
It's done.